in the Corona age, the age of the Corona pandemic. It has not gotten any better. Oh, sorry guys. Could have went this whole podcast with even shittier audio levels. Like, I already know that this mic isn't the best of quality, and the levels are kind of off as it is. So it would have been really bad if I had done the entire podcast with incorrect audio levels. So good thing I caught that before I continued on this journey furthermore. Oh man, I'm up and going earlier than I've been accustomed to. You know, I've been sleeping in a lot. Not that I've gotten a lot of sleep, but you know, just not. I don't know. I feel like I've been sleeping a lot better these last few months. You know, that was because of a legislative change here in the state of Utah, which I'm not really wanting to get into right now, but it's indefinitely has made my life substantially better, you know, and it's just crazy how there's all these destructive things going on around the world, but there's a lot of things going good for me. There's a lot of things, happenstances, coincidences, and just, you know, stuff that I don't understand how it happens, you know. Like, for instance, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings last week with some buddies of mine. And I ran into a Chinese couple, right? And this couple was at 7-Eleven when I had gotten off work, about maybe 15 miles away, 10, 15 miles, you know, so it's not that close, you know? It's a very, very far off gas station. But it so just happened that those same Chinese cashier duos, you know, the Chinese husband and wife 7-Eleven cashier duo, it just so happened that they were at Buffalo Wild Wings that night, picking up on some buffalo chicken wings, I would presume. But my point being is, where did these guys, you know, like, how does that happen? Like, how do those coincidences draw into my world out of nowhere? And I'm sure people have had the same experiences where they feel like someone's talking about them, or they have a random thought, and then all of a sudden you have a text message from that person. Are they testing 5G already? Like, what the heck is going on, right? So another thing I wanted to call out with that 7-Eleven situation. So I've gone to the 7-Eleven multiple times, you know, to pick up on energy drinks and other cancerous stuff that is overpriced at gas station and doesn't do you any good, but makes you feel better, you know, chocolates, drugs and whatnot, horny pills, you know, all the bad stuff. And I always go there. There's no, you know, I've never seen this couple before. And it just so happened that the day that they started enforcing these mask the freaking coronavirus mask in Utah, this couple just so happened to start working at this, you know, or maybe they started before, but I just hadn't seen them, you know, and I don't know when the last time I went there, to be honest, was maybe a week ago. But I never remember seeing them, you know, and I go there pretty consistently, you know. You know, people don't change jobs that often, you know. I'm sure turnover is probably higher at gas stations than at other jobs, but it doesn't change that much, you know. I also go to another 7-Eleven that's by the Salt Lake Community College, and that one has this sweet little Indian girl that's worked there for like a year. And she's not an Indian girl, she's like a lady, you know, like in her 30s, but, you know, she's just kind of remarkable just because she's so enthusiastic and happy every time I go in there and to every customer, and it's just not something you typically see in the typical American worker. But I regress. Trying to think about what else. Okay, yeah, so this couple, right? Weird, man. So, the lady, you know, she was just in behind him, like in the back. So it's a big counter area, you know, for 7-Eleven. You know, they have where they cook all this food, and you just have this lady walking around, you know, in the, without a mask. So that was what was. Mind-boggling to me. If you didn't have a mask, you know, and then she started coughing, like bad coughing, you know. And this is when there was customers in the store, so I had to even like turn my shoulder and look all the way back to like see what the hell was going on. But she was out of view at that point, you know. And there was a customer behind me that, you know, I looked back and he didn't look back or anything. He didn't care, you know. But I was just like, and it might be my racist, you know, it's probably just me watching the news too much. But at the same time, there's not that many people from China here in Utah. Like, there, I mean, there is, don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's a lot more Vietnamese, Cambodians, you know, Koreans, you know. I've met a lot more of other Asian, Eastern Asian, Southern Asian, Southeast Eastern, you know, Filipinos, a lot of Filipinos in Utah. There's just not a lot of Chinese. You know, but so that was just weird to me. What's going on? Is there like undercover Chinese agents, you know, trying to get more people sick with corona? But that's just me being a conspiracy nut that I am. If I get killed off, know that's a CIA operative to shush the truth about the depopulation of the earth. And that was just all jokes. That's not really going on, but yeah, that was just so bizarre to me, you know. But when I saw them at Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, they're doing curbside pickup. The guy was wearing a mask, and he went to get the food, and the lady that didn't have the mask, she was just sitting in the car. And I don't think she still had a mask. But, you know, I think everyone's good. You know, I don't think... I don't think she's they're bad or anything. I don't think they're spreading. You know, it could be a smoker's cough for all I know. So I'm just being a judgmental fuck. But, either way, it was just kind of crazy to me. So I just wanted to tell it, and I don't know why I just spent the entire podcast talking about that, but yeah, anyways, I have a doctor's appointment. I just want you guys to say I hope you have a great day. Bye.